Is it on air? Music presents Long Player.
Lontalius, a.k.a. Eddie Johnston, recently released a little six-track EP called Surrender. The EP encompasses songs that Eddie wrote between 2014 and 2017. Some of them were written in New Zealand and some of them were written while he was living in LA, where he was working on music with Grammy Award winning producer Omas Keith, who has worked with the likes of Erykah Badu, Jay-Z and Frank Ocean. None of these songs were included on Lontalius's debut album I'll Forget 17, which he released in 2016, and so I wanted to have a chat to him about these songs and what they mean to him and why he chose to release them now as he's working on a new album and getting ready to release that. So he's lived in LA for about 2.5 years and has recently come back to Wellington, so we got on the Skype and had a little chat. Here's Eddie Johnston, aka Lontalius, talking to me about his recent EP, Surrender.
Your hand and I sing a lullaby for myself. I lay my arms with your help.
Hello.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, thanks for taking the time for a chat.
No problem.
I understand you're in Wellington at the moment.
Yes.
How are you finding it? A bit rainier than you're used to, having lived
yes.
in LA?
I'm feeling cold weather and moisture. These are two things that I don't have gotten used to not feeling.
Yeah. Are you there indefinitely or?
Yeah, well, you know, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've just recently released this 6-song EP, Surrender. And from what I gather, the tracks recorded between 2014 and 2017.
Yes.
You referred to them as demos. What made you want to release them now?
The main reason is that people have been asking for them, especially like Sleep Through Your Alarms and Comfortable. The first two songs are kind of ones that have existed and floated around SoundCloud and stuff. But I get, you know, times have changed and everyone's listening to music on proper streaming services now, and SoundCloud's not really what it used to be, so people have been messaging me every day asking for them to be on Spotify. So
you get messages every day.
Yeah, pretty much. It felt like it. That was a big part, but it also it just kind of served as a way to I guess because I made a lot of music around that period, and now that I'm kind of moving on and you know, just about to finish my second album, it felt like a I don't know, it would just feel like it would make sense to just collect a couple of these things that I love but are not representative of where I want to be going with Lontalius, and just, you know, put them out for people to have and to enjoy so that they don't get lost.
Yeah, I think that's a lovely sentiment. And when you say not where you want to be going with Lontalius, are we talking about like sonic evolution or sort of thematic stuff?
I guess it's just I think because I came into making music as like making demos like these and putting them on SoundCloud, and it was kind of this very immediate you know, I would finish a song and then upload it that night, and people would be listening to it, and it was very like fun and exciting. But you know, kind of the internet changed where like that wasn't people weren't paying attention as much on that side of things, and then my own creative process changed where it was like, oh, I want to spend more time on music, and I want to do things in a more intentional way rather than just kind of stumbling across cool sounds, you know. So that's kind of the change that's happened. It's not like the music's that different, but it's just more care is put into the stuff that I've been making.
That makes sense. Yeah, I guess you're treated to working in some rather fancy studios with some fancy equipment when you were in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess having someone else sort of input into your music and working through songs with you would have been an interesting development as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like all of these songs, for the most part, are things that I did myself in my bedroom. And I mean, you know, there's still a fair bit of that in the music I make now, but it's definitely more people involved and more, studios, as you said, and instruments and things. They feel like different things.
Mm. You mentioned Sleep Through Your Alarms before. It's just a little short song, but it's had millions of plays on SoundCloud and YouTube, because it's been up for a few years, like you said.
Yeah.
Why was that song never included on, like, your album, for example, which came out in 2016, I'll Forget 17?
I think, honestly, the main reason was that, like, I had the demo, and then I kind of couldn't really work out how to make it into a full song with, you know, two verses and a bridge and a whatever. So it just kind of never moved on from where it is.
Mm.
So after a while, I just put it on SoundCloud, and for whatever reason, people really loved it, and it's kind of hasn't stopped rising, which is a crazy thing.
Definitely something about your music that people really respond to, and I looked at some of the comments people made, like on the YouTube clip, and it's almost like a sharing of a sentiment, a sadness or melancholiness, or, you know, a sense of loss or whatever, but it kind of unifies people in this really beautiful way as well.
I make music and like hope that people listen to it and, you know, feel something and whatever, but I, generally assume that people will have these experiences by themselves and won't share it with the world. But then, yeah, you go on those YouTube comments and it's like people talking about, you know, their sadness and feeling alone. And it's like, it doesn't feel, I mean, I guess, you know, the song's sad, but it doesn't feel depressing in that way because it's, yeah, people having this shared experience. Mm. It feels really positive.
Your music's always struck me quite deeply, and I think this song in particular has very poignant lyrics. You know, you're talking about the line that comes up, the time that you told me you wish you were dead, you know, and it's so sort of stops you in your tracks, I think.
Yeah.
And I think this is true for Comfortable as well, which is the second song on the EP, and it's, you have this great ability to be able to balance your story and your lyrics, but also leave it open for interpretation for the listener. And that comes back to what you were saying about how everybody has these sorts of experiences and relationships. Or
Well, especially with Comfortable, that was always kind of, well, Comfortable was kind of surprising because it, you know, I sang I Spilled Blood on my ex-boyfriend's shirt, which was the first time that I, you know, used like a male pronoun in a song, I think, which I think was kind of terrified me at first. But actually, like, I think maybe the assumption would be that if you say something like that, then it becomes like the audience becomes like smaller, like people aren't going to relate to it because they're thinking about their girlfriend when they're listening to it or whatever. But it ended up being that me being more honest and being more open meant that more people related to it in a strange way.
I love that.
Yeah.
That must have been a really liberating feeling.
Yeah, definitely. I've been thinking about that, just like, I feel like that's a thing with, like, you know, queer youth, that everyone kind of has their moment where they find empowerment, whether that's a, they start dressing a certain way or something where they, it's scary, but you feel really good about it. And I think for me, that was definitely just like singing about boys and that kind of thing.
I bit my lip until it bled, but I kinda wish that I'd bit yours instead. I spilled blood on my ex-boyfriend's shirt, and I hope that I will never make you hurt. The way that I once told you that he did, the way that I can't help remember him. Said I loved you and I've never meant it more, but despite it all I'm always feeling bored. I'd do anything to feel comfortable up here, and I'd do comfortable up here. Because I hate how my desires twist, how there's always something else I can't resist. And I'm scared that I stretch out your shirt, but I hope that I will never make you hurt. The way that I once told you that he did, the way that I can't help remember said I loved you and I've never meant it more. But despite it all, I'm always feeling bored. I'd do anything to feel comfortable up here. And I'd do anything to feel comfortable.
I really like how comfortable builds. It starts off very simply, and then it has this beautiful building in it with like bits of percussion and synths that sort of rise and fall again.
Yeah, thank you.
The next one is No Coincidence. Do you remember when you recorded that one?
Yeah, I think those first two songs, they're definitely from when I was still in New Zealand, but No Coincidence and I think the rest of them I made when I was in LA, and kind of like, you know, I was like living by myself and working on a lot of music and having, you know, fun and exciting and nerve-wracking experiences and taking my career seriously and all this stuff. So I think I just found like an escape in making music the way that I used to, which is just like sitting on the floor of my bedroom with a guitar, just kind of making sounds and making, I think a lot of them, it's like making a kind of sonic landscape that you start to feel really comfortable in, and it feels like you could listen to it on repeat for hours in the middle of the night. You know, it's very, very comforting and nighttimey. So that's kind of how that came about.
Take me alive.
Coincidence also, I feel like the guitar tone, it's kind of more warbly than some of the other songs? Is it something you were experimenting with or something you were particularly influenced by at the time?
I think that was just me, like, playing guitar a lot, I think. Maybe especially because, like, in LA you go to a lot of songwriting sessions with, you know, groups of very professional songwriters, and a lot of the time they're playing pianos and keyboards, and I've never really played piano or and even when they're playing guitar, it's a very, like, professional way of playing guitar, which I never really learned. You know, I'm kind of more I mean I had some lessons when I was younger, but I taught a lot of it myself, so it's a bit of I play guitar in a kind of a rough way, so going into those very professional settings and then playing guitar, I always felt like I was from a different place, you know. So I think when I was at home, I was like just playing more guitar and like feeling a bit more confident about my own ability, not in a technical way, but in a like creative, the creative place that I come from is different, and I felt good about that.
I like the your guitar playing. It does feel very organic, and you get really nice guitar tones and really nice clear recording.
And
you're also playing with space a bit in these songs as well. Next lot of songs, they're little bits of panning and back and forth and that sort of thing, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, I think that kind of comes from, my preferred way of listening to music is like at 2 a.m. in the dark wearing headphones. And, you know, panning and like the space of songs is really, it feels like it's an added layer of depth, especially when you're wearing headphones. So that's an important thing for me.
Yeah, I'm a big headphone wearer too, so I can especially appreciate that as well. Running Now is the next song in there, and I think this has a really cyclic feel that suits the lyrics well.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about how this track came about?
I think it was like pretty much a very similar time to No Coincidence. So it's very like, yeah, very good guitar experiment heavy. And also I really like that kind of heavy guitar lead that comes at the end. That feels very, there was like a time when I was like 15 or 16 where I was making a lot of like more lo-fi kind of guitar music. And it reminds me of that time, you know, when I was listening to bands like Japan Droids and My Bloody Valentine and that kind of thing. It has a kind of nostalgic warmth to it, that kind of tone.
Rush into where you reside. Made a bet on your arrival. The universe is on your side. Made a pact with your own rival, but you are running out. Yeah, you are running out.
You are running out.
Two tables in a painted wall, a lot smaller than I recall. I think that's what you wanted. Quick step to your bed, a dream in your head.
Yeah. But you are running out.
Pull your body away.
You are running out.
And keep your love in
you
place.
Are running out. You are running out.
And pull your hands away. Thank you.
It's a very simple line, but you talk about two tables and a painted wall, a lot smaller than I recall. And then not long after that, you say a quick step to your bed. And there's something so familiar about just the simple language that paints a really nice picture, I think, for the listener.
Yeah, I really like that. I'm not the type of person to I don't really understand where my lyrics come from, but I think, you know, now listening to that and thinking about it, at the time I was in my own place for the first time after living with my parents, and I guess that's my subconscious brain just thinking about tables and painted walls, maybe.
Pulling On is the next track. I really like the percussion in this song, and I think, like a lot of the tracks, your ability to sort of blend organic sounds with electronic ones is nice, and it creates a really warm but clear sound in your production.
Yeah, that's always been a big thing for me, because I love, I love electronic music, and I love, I love R&B and all this music that's so it's so digital and electronic. But also, I love listening to Tiny Ruins and Nadia Reid and all this very organic acoustic music. So it's important to me to have that warmth as well as the kind of digital space.
This song, Pulling On, and it has that lovely long instrumental section in the middle that's quite hypnotic. You were talking about that sort of just before, about sort of that space where you kind of can zone out and just let the song kind of ride out a little bit.
Yeah, well, there's this kind of meditative quality to it, I think. I'm a pretty anxious person, so I think making music like that is very helpful for me, and it just makes me feel good. I could do it all day.
Pulling on. smell of cigarettes. I admit I have some thoughts that I'll regret. I don't need to write another love song. I don't need to hold you in my arms. I hold you in my arms. You're everything I want. I hold you in my arms.
The last one is Surrender, which is the title of the EP.
Yeah.
Just a little short one, but it feels very poignant to finish the EP. Is there a reason why you put that one at the end in particular?
It did, yeah, it did just feel, I feel like I've had that little demo for a while, but some demos feel like, oh, if I worked on this a bit harder, I could make it into a really cool pop song or whatever, but that song always felt like this doesn't need to be anything else. It's like, yeah, it has that quality, and I do love the line, "This is my surrender." I don't know what it's a surrender to, but I think I get a kick out of like writing stuff like that and then making it more important, and you know, calling the EP Surrender, because I do just love that, like, in 5 years or 10 years I will probably know exactly what was going on in my brain that led me to write that, but right mm-hmm. now I don't really know.
Was Eddie Johnston, aka Lon Talius, talking about his recently released EP Surrender, which is songs recorded between 2014 and 2017 when he was moving between New Zealand and Los Angeles. If you missed it early in the interview, he said that he is working on a new record that will not be too far off. So that's definitely something to look forward to. Those songs on Surrender kind of mark an end of an era in terms of the work he's doing as Lon Talius. If you want to check them out, they're all available on Bandcamp and I'm pretty sure Spotify and all the other places too.
That was Longplayer. Thanks NZ On Air Music.